a friend of mine and I grew up together in the same neighborhood. We were like brothers. I would sleep over at his house. He would sleep over at my house. His name was Steve Cunningham. Steve joined Marines. We had been so close growing up, I almost felt a guilt that I should be with him to protect him. Of course, the chances of me even seeing him when I went over there were one in a million, but was I thinking that? No. So I went down to the draft board, and within a couple months, I got a draft notice. I was sent to Fuhip Fire Base, and I got the news that Steve had been killed in Vietnam. All I wanted to do was kill the people responsible for his death. I was placed in an aviation company, and I end up more or less like a substitute door gunner on the helicopter. They gave me a 50 caliber machine gun, and as you fly down into a landing zone, they had free fire zones then. Anything that is in a free fire zone, you're allowed to fire on it and kill it, whether it be an animal or a person. And I used that license at first. After a little while, your mind starts working again. The water buffalo you just killed, what did that have to do with Steve dying? Or who are these people I'm shooting at? Who was in that village down there that I just rammed a bunch of rounds into? Our fire base was on the coast. One side of the perimeter was the ocean. There are guard towers every 100 yards. And there's 50 feet of concertina wire that's all mined around the base. Early one morning, I was on guard duty with another one of these guys in one of those towers, and a little girl, maybe 10 years old, wandered up to the wire. The sun had come up, and I was just looking out at the girl, and the other young man that was on guard duty. I heard him lock and load his weapon. I knew what he was going to do, and I had that split second to stop it. He just unloaded the whole clip into the little girl. He just ripped that little girl apart. That moment began the battle of my conscience for the rest of my life. You know, I don't know that little girl's name. I never will. But she's never left me. Never a day has gone by when I haven't thought of her.
Returned September of 1969.
I just started taking drugs, hitchhiking
kind of around. Hitchhiked around the United States.
Sometimes I'd work.
Most people didn't really understand.
Felt kind of isolated. You just know that something's different, and I don't know what to do about it. Grew up with John Wayne and that kind of.
We're the good guys. You're told this is to stop the communists. How could you be stopping some? But not like you all of a sudden realize that. It takes years and years then to put it all together. 58,000 names on the wall.
Taking another human life. I felt like my soul was lost.
Plenty of Vietnam veterans can't come to face that reality that our government put them in a position to be the bad guy.
I don't have one single thing left from my military life. I don't have any piece of clothing, any ribbon, any photographs. One night, just looking at those photographs, I'm thinking, maybe if I just burn the photographs,
cut that connection.
I can't forget this if I keep looking at this. It was almost like a ritual, putting them on a pile on an ashtray and just pouring lighter fluid on them and burning them. I destroyed it all. I've come to terms with it a lot, I believe. I've tried to make amends with my family, my children, my little girl who's been with me. Now she's with me, but she knows what I'm doing is right now. There's a whole new wave of veterans coming back now from Iraq and Afghanistan. These men are going to go through the same thing that we did. You know, you can't close the doors to a ghost. They're always there with you.